souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Poppy Yang.
Like you got
yang. Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still in their mother's basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sleepy silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win? You ain't right within. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
That first dates are a bit of a test, but how do you feel about standardizing that test? Literally going on the exact same first date with everyone you ask out. I have a buddy, I've talked about him on the show before, he's divorced, he's been single again for a couple of months now, but to his credit, he's very active and very out there and is dating, which is great. But he does this thing that I just found out about over the weekend that I thought was, I was like, I don't know about that. He literally, everybody he asks out, he takes on the exact same first date. It's not just they go for dinner. They go to the same restaurant. And it's like having that bar to measure against. So instead of like mixing it up and doing different things, which could bring different dynamics and different responses depending on the person, mm-hmm. he feels good about doing the exact same thing at the exact same place.
And having the exact same meal.
I don't know where it goes. I don't think it goes that far. I don't think he's literally.
And then she, is he straight? Then she has to order the exact same thing that the first person ordered.
I don't think it gets down to that nitty gritty, but I get what you're saying, but it's literally the exact same thing. And I'm like, on some level, I do get it from his perspective, but I also do wonder about the people that he's out on the date with, how they would feel if they found out that this is where he takes everybody every time he's out on a first date.
Bothered is too strong a word, but it does feel unimaginative. I wouldn't be a deal breaker for me if I was to find out, but I think I'd be a little bit turned off, like a smidge.
Would you be turned off, Aaron?
No. No? I don't mind it. I think because also maybe it's like, you know what, if you like this place, if you like the vibe here and you like the food here, then we've got something in common, right? And I don't think that's a bad thing.
I think I just worry about the particularness of it, like the idea of it, like, is everything going to be that particular more so than anything else? And if he can go to other places and he can do other things and this is how he gets through the first date jitters, then okay.
Nat just wants to make sure she's not hooking up with somebody who only wants to go to one restaurant for the rest of their life.
What if there's nothing on the menu for me?
The Nat and Drew Show Weekender.
Today's best variety. Move 103.5.
Ain't nobody gonna interrupt my game. Oh no no. Ever since you've been hanging around, I've been trying to figure out what I can say to you to get some play. Yeah. Girl, with you, last night with you, baby, you got me celebrating. Don't you think it's time we went a bit further? Oh yeah. You and I won't say goodbye. Looking ahead, looking in your eyes, wondering why you and I have hit it. I'm not the one who's in love.
That just happened with me, Vashi Kapelos, Canada Decides 2025. Stay informed with my exclusive iHeartRadio podcast, available Friday afternoon straight through till Election Day and beyond. I'll have your weekly highlights and my unvarnished analysis of the campaign of a lifetime. The candidates, the quotes, the polls, and the momentum.
That just happened with Vashi Kapelos, Canada Decides 2025. Fresh every Friday. Stream on your schedule with the free iHeartRadio app.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be $42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns, and it's only on Crave.
If you just keep going, you find something new to fight for.
The Last of Us, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey.
There's no halfway with this.
Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking and masterfully tense.
What did you do?
I saved her.
The Last of Us, new season April 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Look at the person you love.
Look at the person you want to spend your life with and say,
do you want to go to Spence Diamonds and look around?
Our diamond quality is the highest you can find.
And our engagement ring selection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds. Visibly better diamonds at obviously better prices.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time to propose, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
You can just reach out and pick them up.
You don't need to ask anyone's permission.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy the time you spend in our store.
And congratulations on your engagement.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
It's me, your barbecue, and I'm a raging fire! But that won't last long. Someone sold you damp wood, which means I can't burn properly. Heat getting weaker. Can't cook steaks. If only you had the right fuel.
Make it right. Make it Rona. Rona Week is on now. Save 15% on Pit Boss barbecues, accessories, and fuel. Conditions apply. Details in store and more offers at rona.ca.
I want my kids to enjoy the same things I did. I want them to enjoy a better BC.
At FortisBC, we've made real progress towards harnessing renewable energy to reduce the use of fossil fuels, like providing renewable natural gas, hydroelectricity, investing in energy efficiency, and even making strides in hydrogen research. We're evolving BC's energy landscape today for a better tomorrow. FortisBC, energy for a better BC.
Okay, we gotta take Highway 1 for 21 kilometers to Kitts for Hunter's birthday party at noon. Then, Granville's down to one lane, Burrard's jammed, and Camby's a no-go. So, we'll cut across Hastings and take the Iron Workers Memorial Bridge for 15 kilometers to Jesse's party in North Van.
Jesse's party is next Saturday, and you forgot Ren's party at 6.
Add some rewards to your routine. Sign up for Petro Points and get started with 5 cents a liter in points on your first fill. Offer available to new members only. Visit petro-points.ca for full details.
Let the good times roll at Park Casino, Vancouver's casino in the heart of downtown. Slots, table games, and Vancouver's first pro-line sportsbook lounge now open on level 3. Only at Park Casino. Must be 19 plus. If you gamble, use your game sense.
Trail Appliance's 50th anniversary continues with our private sale, and you're invited. Get free delivery, free appliance recycling, and savings on Samsung, Bosch, LG, and more. Plus, a free bonus gift. Conditions apply. Don't miss the celebration. Shop today at Trail Appliances.
Now at Joe Fresh, earn 15,000 PC Optimum points when you spend $75 or more on apparel. Only until April 9th. Now's the time to shop new spring styles, including even more women's tops for $25 or less. Conditions apply. See in store or JoeFresh.com for details.
Visit the Miss Dior Love Atelier pop-up at Metropolis at Metrotown. Discover the new Mini Miss Solid Perfume with Maxi Couture Statement. Enjoy made-to-measure souvenirs, bottle customizations, photo moments, and more. On April 2nd to 6th at Metropolis at Metrotown, outside Sephora.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns, The Last of Us. Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking.
We finished what we started.
The Last of Us, new season April 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
The songs you loved then and the songs you love now.
Move 1035.
Yeah, man. So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body, ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, eyes, eyes.
1035. 1035.
How sweet.
First dates. If we all agree that a first date is a test, how about standardizing that test? A buddy of mine is divorced, been divorced for a while. He's back into the dating pool again after being in a different relationship for the last couple of months. He's been back single again, and he is active. Proud of him. He's active, and
he's getting out there. He's putting himself out there.
But this is what he does. He takes every date to the same place for the first date. They go to the same place for the first date. It's his way of knowing how this date is going versus some of the others. If they do the exact same thing, they're going to the same restaurant every single time. Satnam, you had a question about my buddy.
I did. I was, as you guys were talking, all I kept thinking was, A, is he like getting the same server? And what are they thinking about your friends?
Maybe they
like,
just...
I'm so curious.
Yeah. Maybe they just think he has like a lot of business meetings on Saturday nights.
Or if I was a server, I would be like, hey, wink twice if you need help because he's bringing a different chick here every Sunday.
See, I was thinking it was pretty cool. That was one of the things that I thought was kind of fun is like these servers are seeing you bring in like somebody different every 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. But just to go back to what your friend is doing, it's different. If I had met this guy and found out after the fact, like that's the way we hit it off, I think I'd be okay with it. How would you compare one variable to the next, right? Unless you have the same same, like, you know, foundation.
So he's being very scientific by removing some of the variables.
And I'm so not a science person, but yeah, I guess that's the way I look at it.
Well, right after the show today, I will text my buddy and say you're a scientist. Look at you. You didn't even know you were a scientist. Satnam, thank you so much for calling. 604-280-1035. Elise, you say you've actually done something very similar. How did your dates go?
I went to the same coffee shop with each first date and wore one specific outfit.
And was this planned or was this a pattern that you fell into?
Well, no, I think I planned it.
And it's always a coffee shop date before a dinner date.
Yeah.
But then the same outfit every single time.
Yeah, pair of jeans, t-shirt. Yeah.
You wanted to keep it super casual.
Yeah.
I love that. And how have things worked out for you?
Yeah, I'm married now.
Okay. Well, so my buddy's not a complete freak after all.
How many of these coffee shop dates in the same outfit did it take?
Oh, I don't want my husband to know that, but no, a few.
The Nat and Drew Show Weekender. Today's best variety. Move 103.5.
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. Cause to somebody says that it's just so between me. Oh, dreaming away, wishing that dream was so truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to somebody says that it's just so between me, baby. Oh, I did it again.
To my new song, Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else. Now, on Move.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late, but then it's outside town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries and I know.
it's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. I wish that I could stay and talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
To play Move 1035.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back without.
Trouble when you want them. No, the right thing. See, you knew me now. Blew me to places. miss the Nat and Drew Show, weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
This is very surprising, at least to me. Maybe it's not to you. According to many, many experts from many different places, universities in Pennsylvania, Washington State, mental health experts, there is something that adults could and probably should sleep with to help them feel more relaxed at night and get better sleep. I'm just wondering if you're prepared to do this, if it's something you don't already do.
Oh, my.
Because the thing that they say leads to better sleep is sleeping with a teddy bear.
No.
Reduces,
short answer is no.
Reduces stress and anxiety, makes you feel relaxed, leads to better sleep.
I think it depends. I'm sure, you know, people that like to hug things when they're sleeping, people that have body pillows.
Yes.
I can see it being an extension of that, just in a different form. Particularly if you've got one of those giant teddy bears that you've won at a fair.
Yeah.
You just put that in your bed?
Absolutely.
But your original answer was no, and sort of like in disgust.
Yeah, no, I can't even remember when I last had a teddy bear in my bed.
I love them. I don't have one right now, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
And also, I don't hug something when I sleep. So I don't know. I don't know how it would be beneficial to me.
It seemed not strange, but I was, as I say, I was surprised by this. And it's one thing for the experts to weigh in on what would be good, but how many people actually do it? So I did our own poll on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And the result? Do you sleep with a teddy bear or a plush toy? 46% said yes. It's actually quite comforting. 32% said no. I'm a grown up. 22% said only if my kid brings one to bed with them and they're co-sleeping.
Sure.
So there is there's that element to it as well. But I was amazed. I did not know that this was as much of a thing as it apparently is.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well that just the stats are so high. Some people feel if they're either the big spoon or little spoon, or they want to hold something. So I think that the idea of a stuffed animal in that case is a great something to hold. But if that's not how you sleep, I don't know how it would be of comfort.
If you don't want anything touching you, yeah, then it might not
exactly
be for you.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Oh,
Nat is like, Nat is very opposed to touching in bed.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Wait, how you say that? Just when I'm sleeping.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Give me the money.
Play Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute
weekday mornings at 7:35 and 9:35.
$1,000.
Oh my goodness! What a great morning.
Brought to you by Alpine Credits,
where homeowners get approved.
Move 103.5.
On the next Lotto 649 draw, the gold ball jackpot will be 42 million. And if you play online, you could have it at your fingertips or your whole hand. Depends on your typing technique.
Welcome to the White Lotus in Thailand, Cup.
Crave presents the new season of the Emmy Award-winning HBO original series, The White Lotus.
This place is insane.
Follow the exploits of an all-star cast in paradise as they unleash their worst.
What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
And most privileged impulses.
We're not supposed to tell my family. We're poor now, and Daddy's going to prison.
The White Lotus. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Spring rollbacks are on now at Walmart, and you can save $1 on a men's soft wash tee, now only $7 each. Shop thousands of spring rollbacks in-store and on walmart.ca today. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
There's something real here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Late Bloomer, the Crave original the Globe and Mail calls one of the 10 best new shows of 2024 is back.
You have a wife at this point. Look how old you are.
From creator and star Jasmeet Rana, don't miss the new season of the hit comedy critics say shines with authenticity and wit.
What if we don't have kids?
Late Bloomer, new season April 11th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Real Canadian Superstore has Easter deals too good to hide. Until April 9th, get a free PC butter-infused turkey when you spend $300 or more. No searching required, just saving. Real Canadian Superstore, proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
A little heads up from Sleep Country. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the time to switch event at Sleep Country, get up to 15% off almost everything. But hurry up. This offer is valid for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Sleep Country.
Who got next? Basketball's future stars.
I see you, young fella.
Compete for college hoops' biggest title.
Cue it up.
March Madness, March 18th to April 7th on TSN and TSN Plus.
This hour brought to you by Hero Home Care. Local heroes helping local families who want to have their loved ones cared for at home. From companionship to 24-hour nursing care. HeroHomeCare.ca.
What is today's best variety? It's this.
Today's best variety, Move 1035.
My winning, it's like 25 to life, still you bust out of prison. Something's in the air, something's in the air. It's like that feeling when you're just about to kill it. Take your last shot, you know you're gonna hit it. Something's in the air, something's in the air. Whoa. So hard that you knew you wouldn't settle. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. When they hear you when you thought they wouldn't listen, it's like an anthem that the whole world's singing. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. Whoa. Shake. If we clap our hands, the walls will break. Yo, so loud, won't forget our names. Cause something big is happening. Take this spark and start a fire. Raise this up, we're feeling high. They can't tell us anything. Cause something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. Out of my control. Pushing, pulling, and it's grabbing me. Feel it in my bones.
with Move.
Get to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. I got a job, pays all our bills. You sell drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. The back, I felt like I was drunk. City lights play out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
CHQ QMFM Vancouver.
An iHeartRadio station.
Move! Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Right here.
Move 1035.
Move 1035.
I'm Leanne McLaren. Thank you so much for tuning in to Move. I hope your Saturday is off to a great start. Here's